Delta Senior Program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with the policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. My. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. Not only is it Wind Down Wednesday, but it is the last day of April. And we were all sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, where in the world did April go? Well, April is over. We are headed straight toward May. Headed straight toward Mother's Day in only a couple of weeks, and time is absolutely whizzing by. As you are getting ready this morning and probably on your way, as always, we like to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they are in effect until 9 a.m., so please steer clear of their rears make sure that you're watching out for pedestrians who are walking. Lots of people walking in high traffic areas, riding bicycles. Please stay engaged. Please try to stay off mobile devices as much until you get to a safe place. And make sure that you're helping our school bus drivers and our crossing guards and our resource officers. And you know what? They remind us to remind you every single day. You know what? They're out there, rain, sleet, snow or shine. Well, in the snow, of course, we took some days off this year. But they are out there every single day that school is in session, and they really work hard to make sure that the flow is consistent and that everybody gets in, gets through, and gets out. So if we can help by just having some humility in the morning, and sometimes I know it gets more challenging on certain days than others, but you know what we have been doing? We have just been speaking those good, positive things into our son, into ourselves, and we have decided that we can create the atmosphere of what our morning looks like, i.e. what our day will look like. And you can too. And the way that you do it is by opening up your mouth and declaring what you expect today for your kids, what you expect today for yourself. And you know what? You just start to say it and you make that impartation. And you know what? It goes out into the universe, and what you put out there, it'll surely come back to you. I tell you what, as we are embarking upon the last day of the month and Wind Down Wednesday, we're joined this morning by the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. That's Mr. Wilbert Carmouche. Wilbert, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Sort of throwing you a little off kilter not, by being here on this day instead of next week.
Not at all. We're happy to see your bright, smiling, shiny face whenever we can see you. But what we know is that Mother's Day is rapidly approaching. It's festival season, and there's lots happening down in the parish.
Oh, absolutely, Corlette. It's the last day of April, like you said. Don't know where it's gone, but tomorrow is May 1, and we're ready for that as well. So
tomorrow is May 1. Woo!
That's right. And in fact, this weekend in your hometown is a wonderful spring festival that's going to take place around the Hayes Auditorium and downtown Bunkie. And they're also going to have the 4th annual Bayou Buff Barbecue Cook-Off.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's a mouthful in itself, so I can just imagine what the food is going to be like.
The Bayou Buff Barbecue Cook-Off. All I can say is I know it's going to be good.
Absolutely, you can almost smell it.
I can. I smell it wafting in the air right now.
If we'd have a smeller radio, it would be perfect. But that's going to be May 3rd over at the Hayes Auditorium, and I have a couple of numbers that I'm going to leave with Corlette as well. If you want to do a team, a cooking team that you can get some information on, but I'll put it out there right now. That's 318-201-1252, and I'll repeat that, 318-201-1252. But it doesn't just begin and end with a cook-off. They've got a little downtown spring fest going on, so you can call the Chamber of Commerce for information on that as to the times. And they're still looking, I'm sure, for craft booths because, mm-hmm. you know, Bunkie, we don't turn in Avoyelles Parish. We don't turn anyone down at any time.
Of course not.
There's no booth fee. So, I mean, you just can come in there with your goods and present them for sale.
And so what time is the barbecue going to kick off?
Oh, barbecues kick off early. You know, that should be in that 8 o'clock hour or mm-hmm. so, you know. But I'm sure the prep time is going to start on Friday with all of that. So, but you can call the Chamber of Commerce because
okay.
they're putting on the festival, and that is 318-346-2575.
Mm-hmm.
The Chamber of Commerce office. Or you can hunt up Margie Malonso in town, and she's
Absolutely.
Pretty easy to find, and she can give you that information. And that is just the first weekend of May. Second weekend of May, which is the infamous Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a great day to honor all moms. And
absolutely.
What better way to honor mom than not have to cook that day?
What?
And then you take it away with the Cochon de Lait Festival. Because I don't know if I brought a little history with me, Corlette. I don't know if your listeners know, but in 1960, the Louisiana legislature proclaimed Mansoura, Louisiana, as the Couchon de lait capital of the world.
The Couchon de lait capital.
And as I said, guess what? They're still celebrating, and they're having their annual festival on L'Eglise Street, and that's basically Main Street in Mansoura, May through 11th, which is Mother's Day. Starts on that Thursday evening with carnival rides.
Sure.
There's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. So they start with family night and carnival rides, where one price you can ride all night and you know, just continue with the festivities. And then on Friday, it opens again at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with carnival rides and vendor's booths and food booths. And then the Paragon stage opens up with music. And then Saturday, it continues with parade. And that's when the competition starts. And I've put DC.
Let the games begin.
Let the games begin. Yes, I've registered DC for the Hog Imitation Contest. You know, so
now, Wilbur, that just ain't right. Now, I ain't gonna even go there. That ain't right, Wilbur.
Well, you want to be in the hog calling contest? I can enter you. I mean,
and he went right with it.
Oh. Now, you see? I have him in the right place, you know? Exactly. Only in the AP.
A man of many, many hidden talents.
Yes.
Okay, we got that.
Some you still didn't know yet.
Hey, isn't that something? You can be with a man all your life and still there's some
and
things.
And don't know he can imitate a hog.
What? Well, baby, you might just win it for us.
You gotta call the ball.
Next to a trophy wife, he'll have another. He's the Hoglet trophy.
Okay.
Okay, DC.
You got it.
Created
you got
a
it.
Monster.
What did you start? What else is going on, Wilbur?
Oh, gosh. And then it ends on Sunday with the official plate of food, you know, the grand feast of the Couchon de lait. And, I mean, that is absolutely a wonderful meal.
Absolutely.
You know, we've all had it, and, I mean, that's probably, it's probably underwritten by the cardiologist, you know. But, it's a
there's too much
meal.
Food
it's
on that plate on Sunday.
It's a wonderful event. It's a good homecoming event for the parish.
Sure.
So if you want to experience good food, clean fun, great music, and awesome people, that is the place to be on Mother's Day weekend. In fact, we have a group from Belgium that are coming. We have 50-something. It's like a... They visit every so many years, sort of like a twinning of two towns, and they made sure that they came this year when the Couchon de lait Festival was
there,
so they could do this.
So you're going to have international people
people, that is exactly right.
Wow.
We get to entertain them on Friday morning over at our office.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a big week for us next
year.
And,
sure.
So it continues. And then also on May 9th, Corlett, is Native American Days. Over the Marksville State Historic Site. Mr. Doyle Jennings does two programs a month. His first program this month is Native American Days. And as always, $4 for adults. If you're over 62 or under 13, that's free of charge for you. All they ask is that you make a reservation. 888-253-8954. There for Native American Days, because there's a lot of history in that Native American culture that we have in Evalls Parish. And we basically have two cultures of that Native American. We have those that came in prehistoric times, which are, you know, that's what is depicted at the Marksville State Historic Site.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, then we have the Tunica-Biloxi culture, which came a little bit later, and all of their artifacts and their history is over the Tunica-Biloxi Museum, which is the cultural and educational resource center as well on the Tunica-Biloxi Reservation. And that leads us up to the Tunica-Biloxi Powwow.
Okay.
That is going to be on May 16th through the 18th. A physical address for the Joseph Alcide Parit Powwow Grounds is 171 Uroni Drive on Tunica-Biloxi Reservation in Marksville, and that is on Highway 1. Grand entries are scheduled for Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 1 o'clock, and again at 7:30, and again the last is at 12 noon on Sunday. The powwow features over 40 food and craft vendors. General admission is $5 for adults, $3 for children 5 years and younger. And the head staff includes participants from Louisiana, Oklahoma, Maine, Texas, and Utah. So they're coming from all over the country for this performances. Special guest performances include, excuse my Native American language, but Paul Ruffe, Hawk Henrys, and the Tunica Biloxi singers and their legend keepers.
Wow.
And then they're also doing school programs for children in Avoyelles, Rapides, and surrounding parishes. The programs are going to be held on the powwow grounds on May 14th and 15th at 9 o'clock in the morning and 11. And you have to have reservations there, and you can call Sharon Reed at the Tunica Biloxi Paragon number 800-946-1946. The extension is 1923, and they have a site for inclement weather as well. So that's a wonderful opportunity to learn about the Native American culture and, you know, to see the beautiful costuming, the dancing, but it is explained to you why they're in,
right,
you know, those colors.
Right.
Why is it that type of music? Why is it those type of instruments? You know, so that's a lot more than entertainment. You learn, especially for teachers, you learn a lot of the history of.
He's talking right into the mic. Yeah.
You learn a lot of the history. You learn a lot of the history of the Tunica Biloxi at well. So that is the Tunica Biloxi powwow on May 16th through the 18th. And that is the weekend following the Cushion Relay Festival, May 8th through the 11th.
Boy, y'all are jam-packed.
Absolutely. It just keeps on going.
And it doesn't stop there.
It does not stop there. Exactly. You know, we're still in the commemoration of the 150 years of the Civil War.
Wow.
Here in this area, because it 150 years ago is when the battles happened in Avoyelles Parish at Fort DeRussy at Mansoura and Fort Yellow Bayou in Simsport. And on May 17th, we're going to have a program at Fresh Catch Bistro.
Mm.
This is by reservation, and you can call us to make that reservation at the tourism office or go to our website that is back up, www.travelavoyelles.com, yes.
Are they going to have food at the Fresh Catch?
Yes, there's an optional buffet lunch for $10 that day that we're going to do, because the program starts at 10, and we have a full day program for the participants. And it is free to the public. I mean, if you want to come in and just do the, you know, the structured part in the morning and, you know, leave for lunch, that is fine, you know, but we're just trying to make it inclusive so that you just don't have to leave and just can stay with the program all day long, because we start at 10 o'clock. We have three speakers that are coming. Then we'll partake in the $10 lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're actually, you know, because they're going to be talking about Fort DeRussy, we're actually going to go to Fort DeRussy.
Wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. So that's the second part of the program in the afternoon. We're going to go to Fort DeRussy. We're going to go to the cemetery as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll have the cemetery keeper that will be there, can explain
the
graves of significance to the era of the Civil War, you know, because it is still a cemetery that people are buried into today.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some significant graves and markers there that, you know, are really worth to see. Then the last part of the program is that we are going to Mansoura. There's a 5 p.m. Mass in Mansoura, and that is the day that the Battle of Mansoura took place, the 150 years
wow.
ago. So, I mean, we're trying to keep it very much to the day of everything that is happening. We're going to have reenactors there. They will guard the church as it was done. I mean, it's not that same church,
sure,
but the church that is basically on that site now, St. Paul's. The guards will guard the entrance of the church just as they did 150 years ago. And then after that, we're going, after Mass, they're going to be shooting cannons down Ligley.
Wow.
You know, just as to, you know, reminiscent of and in commemoration and remembering of the Battle of Mansoura that happened in 1864.
And, you know, Wilbert, there's so much that goes on into putting these festivities on. And, you know, we really want to remind people, you know, it's good to participate. It's great family fun, and it's really very historical.
Absolutely. Falls Parish has a lot of history, such as every other parish or county.
Sure.
You know, for your listening audience. But it's great to put it out there to remind, because, you know, a lot of times with children playing games on their iPads and listening to
tell me about it. Mm-hmm.
That's history is not one of the games that have been developed.
Not at all.
We have apps for a lot of things, but that's not necessarily what they want to go to. So
right.
This is a good teaching tool that we have that we're implementing for those events. And the last event that I have is the Prehistoric Mounds Tour. It takes us back to the Marksville State Historic Site, and that's on May 24th at the Marksville State Historic Site, 837 Martin Luther King Road. And as I said always, $4 for adults, over 62, under 13, free. And you make those reservations at 888-253-8954.
So lots happening down in the parish in the month of May.
Down in the parish. Good food, awesome people, wonderful music, and a lot of history.
Absolutely. And so we want to encourage people to stay and play down in the parish. Also, we want people to check out that new beautiful website.
Absolutely. www.travelofalls.com. And then don't forget my Facebook page. You know, I love to put stuff on there all about the reasons to come to a Falls Parish.
I love it. Wilbert, thank you so much. And thank you for all of the hard work that you and everybody in the parish does to make sure that people are really gravitating toward the great things, the wonderful history. But most importantly, the food that we all love down in the parish.
Absolutely. And DC, keep practicing that call, buddy. It's going to be the call of the wild.
The call of the wild. Don't get him started, Wilbert.
Thank you again.
Wilbert, thank you. Hey, everybody. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana. And you can connect with Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. Remember, the number to phone for more information, 318-445-9700. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods.
Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. It's set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our Shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's 4 minutes after 8 local time, 4 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And this morning, it's all about what's happening in central Louisiana. But more importantly, what is coming up on Mother's Day weekend? You know, I alluded to it at the top of the show. We're the last day of the month. I don't know if you guys thought about it or not, but Mother's Day is really only 2 weeks away. It's the second Sunday in May, in case you forgot, and there is lots happening. And here to talk about something that we are super excited about is the second annual Alex Riverfett, the Director of Community Services. Daniel Williams is in the house. Daniel, good morning, and welcome to your very, very first time to the OPT Network.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you, Carlette. Look, I want to thank you guys for having me on, number one. Your show is a huge success, not just informing people, but it's kind of empowering people. So it's always good to come on a show that's empowering people, for, and not just in Alexandria, but across the world.
Well, thank you so much, Dan, for saying that. Daniel, we are excited. We were on the cusp, like most people were, in the last year for the inaugural Alex Riverfett, and there was so much energy, so much positivity. But what we understood was it wasn't just a festival.
Absolutely not.
It was a connection. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, right now we're trying to we have a brand right now to connect Alexandria to the rest of the state and the world. And it's through, you know, tourism, recreation, different things like that, and through education, and this is just a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we start off our festival with Dinner on the Bricks, which highlights our local vendors or food restaurants that are providing a need to the local community and to beyond. That's usually a highly success. You know, what we do is we put them on 3rd Street, and we allow them to sell their goods, and we have some live jazz playing on top of the steps. And people can come out and kind of fellowship with the rest of the people from the area and see what downtown has to offer, but also see what our local restaurants have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great success. Last year, we exceeded the numbers we thought. People came out. The weather was great. They kind of hung out and just, you know, and the local restaurants, they loved it because it gave them an opportunity to sit and talk to people on a one-on-one basis and see, hey, what do you like about my restaurant? And have to engage in conversation. And in the other, in the meantime, people are still talking to other people from facets of life they may not get a chance to talk to. So it was a great success.
Absolutely. And what we love most about the Alex Riverfett is that it is bringing people into downtown. And what we know about cities from across the country is that downtown is huge for most people. And there has been a wonderful effort from the administration and the leadership to really, really say, you know what, we have got something to offer in downtown.
Absolutely. You know, when you go to any downtown, any city, it's usually the highlight of the cities.
It's like the hub.
And here's the thing, it connects people because, you know, if you go to different places like Charlotte, and we have similar, we have a similar layout. We have a river that runs right over downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We have absolutely gorgeous historical buildings there, and we have something to be proud of. And what Alex Riverfett does, it heightens it. It brightens it.
Mm-hmm.
It highlights that. It gives the people a reason to come down and enjoy what they have. We have literally a gym downtown, and it's continued to grow, and people come down to enjoy themselves. We have a great infrastructure downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And this administration has done a great job of trying to highlight that, and we're going to continue to do that. And Alex Riverfett is kind of like that the event that kind of draws people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not on the level of Jazz Fest, but, you know, Jazz Fest draws people to New Orleans.
Right. Not yet.
Exactly. And we'll never get that huge, but we can still be able to say, you know what, guys, we're going to Alexandria because of Alex Riverfett.
Right.
You know, we want to be able to connect Alexandria to different parts of the state, and we believe that this can be this is something, because music, food,
mm-hmm.
different things like that, it brings people in. And it has a lot of components and a lot of aspects that people love to do on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Fellowship, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great thing, and we're trying to highlight that because, you know, what we need is some collaboration. We need
we need
a lot of things that we can bring in for people to enjoy, no matter what part of the town you live in, what part of the state you live in, just to help out.
Absolutely. And what I love the most is I love the ambiance of downtown. I love that anytime I'm downtown for any event, that you have such a wonderful sense of, you've got the water, you've got the beauty of downtown Alexandria, and, you know, wherever you go in downtown, no matter what you think about the leadership, you can see that there has been an effort to really, really enhance.
Absolutely. I think what it all comes down to is that no matter how you feel about anyone, that this is Alexandria. We all live here. We love to work here. We love to fellowship here. We love to play here. And while we're here, we need to try to just enjoy it. And this weekend is to highlight that, you know what, we're fellow Alexandrians, we're fellow Louisianians. Mm-hmm. And guys, let's come out for a couple of days, eat some good food, listen to some great music, look at some great art, see the Dragon Boat races. You know, just get out and enjoy yourself. For one weekend, let's all come together and let's all be proud of what we call home, Alexandria.
Absolutely. And this is what I love. Okay, it's Mother's Day weekend. So that means that probably everybody from so many parts of the country are going to be coming home.
Absolutely.
And so if you were trying to figure out what to do, well, this is an incredible opportunity.
It's kind of like, you know, whenever you have your family members in, you want to show off for them. this is us showing off for the rest of the world, the rest of the state, and letting them know that the Alexandria is definitely growing, it's progressing. It's becoming a place that we all want to eat, live, play, work, and all the things that we want to do. And we have a thriving and growing downtown with great buildings, great people. I have to give a shout-out to all the people who put it together, all the people at Public Works, and all the different entities like the Arts Council, the museum, mm-hmm. Gator, who throws a great hand. You know, all the St. Louis Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Alexandria Pineville, all these great entities working together for the betterment of the area is mm-hmm. really what makes this thing possible. And it really can kind of bleed off into the rest of the things that we do throughout the year to really highlight this city and take pride in our city. One thing I would say, you know, New Orleans has a sense of pride about it.
Absolutely.
You know, when people say, I'm from New Orleans, I'm from New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
They don't, even if they've been displaced, they're from New Orleans.
Right.
Well, Alexandria's starting to get that. There's a sense of pride mm-hmm. in the city, and it said, I'm from Alexandria. Some people used to say, I grew up in Alexandria. No, I'm from Alexandria, and this is highlighting all.
And you know what I think that has a lot to do with? I think it has a lot to do with young people.
Absolutely.
Like yourself. and Daniel and I were talking before the segment, and he said, you know what? I am committed to this community, and it takes the lifeblood and the freshness and the frenetic energy of young people like yourself to really make that crossover and to create an excitement and an energy. And so really, I think that that's what this administration is also cultivating, inclusion.
Absolutely. You know, and inclusion really breeds more work. You know, when people feel like they're involved, they want to do more work. I was meeting with a group the other day, and they're all around my age, early 30s, I'll say. And we were talking about how, you know, when we were younger, that we always thought when you got to a certain age, that's when you can get involved. But I think this generation is feeling a little bit different. We're feeling like, you know what, guys, we're here. We're making a commitment. The majority of us was raised here. We're born here. That have kids here. That
right.
Participate here. Let's try to make this the best place we possibly can.
Wow.
We're gonna be here. We're not going anywhere. So while we're here, let's make it good. You know, if you decide to buy a house, won't you fix that house up? And you know, don't stand by and hope the house just wash the house fall. You just got to get in there and start putting some boards,
right?
Some nails, cut the grass. So get involved. And I think that's what we're doing now. And that's what Alex River Fed is about, is getting involved.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you more about May 8th through the 11th, 10th through the 10th. And we are going to talk about how you can get yourself and your family involved in an incredible, incredible event, the Alex River Fete, the second annual. It is going to be off the chain. Remember, Roy Law Offices, Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office, has been practicing here for decades. He's got experience. He's representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. And you know what? More than that, he's just a great guy. Here's the number to phone. It's 318-487-0991. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back with more activities from the Alex River Fete right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing, At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest. And you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFest for more.
The Alexandria River Fest, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. 18 minutes after 8 local time, 18 minutes after 9 Eastern time. This morning, we're joined by Daniel Williams. He is the Director of Community Services for Alexandria, and we're talking about the second annual Alex River Fest. And you know what? We're really excited about it. And I have said this, I mean, more times than I can count, Daniel. We're always saying nothing is happening in the city. Well, it's festival time, and
absolutely,
a lot is happening.
Absolutely. And you know, just to kind of briefly go through the schedule so everyone can and kind of have an idea. As I stated earlier, Thursday, May 8th, we're going to kick off with dinner in the bricks around 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some local jazz, some local vendors, some local restaurants. They'll be selling their food. It'll go into 8 or 9 right there on the, right on 3rd Street, right in front of City Hall. And you have the Diamond Grill and Central Drugs on the same area.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, we're going to kick off with Art Walk. Art Walk, it's been a staple for in the community for the last couple of years. They're going to start off about 4 or 5. They're going to be selling their art and having some live music right there in the mini park, right in the corner of Murray and 3rd Street.
Okay.
And then right about 7 o'clock, we're going to kick off our big music. It's going to be two New Orleans artists, starting off with Robin Barnes, who is just absolutely excellent. She's a jazz blues singer from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Very, very big in New Orleans. She's going to wow the crowd. Very excellent. She's really a great singer. Followed by The Revivalists. The Revivalists is an up-and-coming band, also from New Orleans, so you can see there's a theme going on there.
Of course.
They're very, very, very eclectic, very upbeat, really good music.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, it's going to be great. Full day. Of course, it's going to be kind of the staple of Louisiana Dragon Boat races. I mean, they're just famous. Everybody loves mm-hmm. to go out there. It's a great opportunity to get out there and watch your coworkers, watch your family, watch your friends row on our beautiful Red River.
And
this year, we're going to throw some more wrinkles into Saturday.
Uh-oh.
We're going to add Classic Car Fete and Farm Fete. Classic Car Fete is going to be a collection of classic cars. It's going to be a competition. It's going to be a great deal to add to it. That's going to be right there in the museum parking lot right okay. next to the foot of the bridge. And then Farm Fete, great thing. Inglewood Farms and Cletus Fresh Food Initiatives have decided
wow.
to collaborate and come together and do a farmer's market at the bus station.
Quit it.
It's going to be excellent. They're going to have vendors out there. It's going to be selling some fresh food, fresh produce, and things like that. So that'll be great. And then we're going to also have Art Walk's going to kick back off. So Art Walk will be going on again on Saturday. And in the middle of Art Walk is going to be our Kids Fete. Our mm-hmm. Kids Fete is going to be on DeSoto Street right in front of the...
Now y'all have added the Kids Fete.
Kids Fete. We had it last year, but we're going to kind of increase it this year.
Uh-huh.
We're going to move it. It's going to be on DeSoto Street right in front of the historic Bentley Hotel.
Okay.
There's going to be some blow-up things. There's going to be some connect activities for the kids to do. And then also there's going to be an education component inside of City Hall, and that's going to be sponsored by Kids Treehouse, which is downtown.
Very
which
good.
Is a great
mm-hmm.
thing. Art Walk will go on until the even time. Dragon Boat will be going on. We'll also have our local barbecue component. It'll be some local barbecue participants cooking some brisket. They won't be cooking. They'll be burning, as we say.
They'll be burning.
So they'll start burning around that morning.
Master grillman.
And then, I don't know if you guys know this, but the biggest competition is not sports. It's cooking.
Of course.
I mean, we always have to go over the rules. And rule number one is, No fights. Because if somebody starts throwing blows, because somebody took one of their codes, then we got to cut it off
uh-huh,
right there.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll have, everything will conclude with that about 5 or 6. But right after, we'll have live music going on the stage on the corner of Johnson and 3rd Street,
wow.
right in the middle. And that'll start about 2 o'clock while everything is going on. And we're going to have a band from Shreveport, who's an awesome band, plays in all the casinos, called Alter Ego.
Mm-hmm.
Great band.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some local other music, some gospel music going on that day also.
Wow.
Some local choirs and local groups are going to play before. And the last band we're going to have that night is a great band from New Orleans called Earfunk. And I don't know if you guys remember. I remember because my dad forced me to listen to older music. I say older music. Better music. If you remember the Meters from back in the 70s, that kind of funky New Orleans music,
uh-huh.
Ear Funk is similar to that. So it's a great band, and that concludes Alex River Fete 2014. It's another reason to come to downtown in Alexandria, in Central Louisiana. What we're trying to do, what the administration is trying to do, is to include everyone and have a good time.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing the administration likes to do here is good food, good music, and good fellowship. So,
and you know what I'm feeling, Daniel? I'm feeling that New Orleans-esque feel.
It's funny because they always joke with me because they say I'm the director of community service, but I think I love New Orleans. And I do, but New Orleans has a great spirit about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Alexandria has that too. People are starting to realize that Alexandria has a sense of community like no other.
Absolutely.
So we want to highlight Alexandria with that same spirit, that same kind of just love for being here with this festival.
And isn't there something just so amazing about jazz and that feel that brings people together?
Absolutely. Jazz is a soul binding type of music.
Mm-hmm.
If you really get into it, you know, you can hear every horn, every drum shot, every rim shot. You know, it really does pierce the soul.
You sound like a musician, Daniel.
Well, look, I tell you, my older brother, he's a musician. Look, I play saxophone for about 15 minutes. And look, my dad plays saxophone, but I play for about 15 minutes, and the band director comes to me and goes, all right, you got to make a choice, marching band or playing football or basketball. Before he can get marching band out, I was dribbling the basketball out there. So luckily, I still love music.
Uh-huh.
I love the old stuff. I love Coltrane. I love Thelonious. I love, you know, the Duke. I love them all. It's
mm-hmm.
great music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think music, and I hate to keep saying it, music and food really brings you, when you break bread and listen to a good tune with somebody, it really brings you together. And that's what we're trying to highlight this weekend, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. And it's free, absolutely free.
Absolutely.
No admission. You got to pay for the food. You know, there will be vendors.
Of course.
And they're making, but the whole weekend is free. You come out, bring your family, bring your kids. If anyone's in town, come
mm-hmm.
out and really see what this city has to offer. Because I'm telling you guys, It's a great city. Our downtown is reviving. It's mm-hmm. progressing. And this is just the part of a bigger picture.
Absolutely. And you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling the incredible vibe of the music, the food, and the festivities. Now, I know that there's somebody asking the question, Daniel, are there booths available? And if so, how can they connect with that?
So this year, we're pretty much kind of the vending process is closed. We've kind of set our limit.
Wow, that's
so
great.
And last year, the vendors did excellent. They did so well last year.
Wow.
We actually had the double the number apply this year, and we actually had to turn people away. It's a good thing and a bad thing that the festival is growing. It's always good for the vendors so they can get out and kind of expose their brand. And it's local vendors, mm-hmm. and it's local businesses mm-hmm. that started from the ground, smaller mm-hmm. businesses that someone who said they can cook or they can mm-hmm. fry some ribs.
Fry some ribs, exactly. I know
one
that's
of the
right.
companies out there, man, they did excellent. Mm-hmm. So it's always a good thing for local businesses to get out and just really just promote themselves, but really promote their love for staying here and wanting to do business here because they love here.
Absolutely. And I know, Daniel, before you've got to go, because Daniel is probably one of, DC said Daniel has no notes. He has a bevy of information. But before you gotta go, because he's like one of the hardest people probably in the city to catch up with, there's something really, really important that's happening Saturday.
Absolutely.
That I know you want to remind
May 3rd,
people about.
Guys, and this is if you hear anything I say, just listen to this. May 3rd is our vote on the recreation millage. The recreation millage is...
Let's stop right there and let's tell people what that is and why it's important.
Right, the recreation millage is a millage of 6 mills. That's going to... first three mills will fund a full-fledged recreation program for the city of Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
My budget right now is very slim, and a lot of my budget goes to overtime. So it's hard for the city to do programming and different and improve assets right now because of funds.
Mm-hmm.
So the first three mills will go to recreation. The other half of the three mills will go to funding the zoo. The zoo is always kind of been an issue of the funding, and the zoo has always been a great staple of the city of Alexandria. And if it can stand alone on its funding, I think it could be even better.
Mm-hmm.
So the recreation part, which I can speak upon, it will add a lot of things. We have some great assets, and we have some assets that we need to improve. But it would add programming. It would add some staff. It would add some maintenance to it. And it really, because this is what I've always said, is if you look at the country right now, cities like Chicago, cities like Detroit, a lot of our youth, they're kind of being misguided.
Absolutely.
They're doing mischievous things, as youth does. But we need to put something in front of them, whether a book, whether a tennis racket, a golf club, a basketball, something in front of them.
That's right.
So they can educate themselves and empower themselves so they can have self-worth. And a lot of kids need some of the recreation program just so they can have some empowerment and self-worth so they can feel like they're part of the bigger picture. And it's just not for youth. It's part of it's a recreation program for the whole city, from the teens to all the way to the elderly community.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a senior park with a lot of activities. We're going to have a dog park. We're going to do a walking trail.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things to get Alexandria healthy, and I think it's going to promote Alexandria in a way, because if I'm a business and I'm coming, I'm looking at a city, I'm saying, what do they have as far as recreation or quality of
mm-hmm.
life? That's one of the things. Or if I'm moving here for my job. So I think it'll also, a part of connecting Alexandria to the world, it'll make Alexandria more appealing.
Absolutely. And I think it's critically important.
Absolutely.
Why you share with people why, we're looking at how our youth is falling by the wayside.
Yes.
And if we don't get something in place, that we're going to see more and more of
Absolutely.
The same. And
I
so really yeah. encourage people
Absolutely.
On Saturday.
I mean, and I think last weekend there was over 46 wounded teens, wounded people in Chicago. And it's tough to see. I have family from Chicago, so I hear about these things. And as a African-American male, but as a United States citizen.
Absolutely.
It's tough to see, because no matter how you slice it, this all affects us.
That's right.
It's not just an African-American thing. It's not just a Caucasian thing. It's not just a man thing, a woman thing, or Asian thing, or Hispanic thing. It affects everyone.
That's
because
right.
when we all decided to be born in America, we all decided that we are united.
Absolutely.
And our problems are your problems.
That's right.
You know, if one thing is happening in the country, we all need to address it. And we need to address it right here in our city,
mm-hmm.
to provide recreation to kids and to everyone to get healthy, because obesity is a problem.
Absolutely.
And also just to give people something, a educational and constructive thing to do.
Absolutely. And so we need not say that our kids don't have anything to do.
Right.
And so we don't want to just talk about it. We want to be about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And that means doing what on Saturday?
Going out and exercising your right to vote. May 3rd, your local precinct. The polls open, I think, at 6 or 7 in the morning. Get out, people. Get out. And look, guys, if I can stress anything, just become involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, as I was stating earlier, this is our city.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is included in this city. Become involved. Learn about the issues. And if you need anything, all the information for the millage is online at cityofalexandriala.com under policy and transparency. You can see all the recreation information. You need to read up on it for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Get more information. Get involved. You can call me in my office, 449-5225. If you have any questions, call me and I'll sit and talk to you. We'll kind of walk through the process. But get involved, because, guys, this is our city. This administration is trying to promote inclusion and promote just a sense of community and connect Alexandria to the rest of the state and world.
And that's really what it's all about. And Absolutely. We have said many, many times that it's not just about if your kid is doing well.
Right.
It's about whether others are doing well.
Absolutely.
And this is a way to include everybody.
Absolutely.
Daniel, we want to thank you so much. And I love what you said. You said, you know, as a young man, you were figuring out when you should get involved. Well, you know what? The time to get involved
Absolutely.
Is now.
Absolutely.
And we thank you for
your
commitment, and we thank you for your hard work and all that you're doing to be the change in this city that we all want to see.
Thank you. Well, I can't, you know, I wish I could take all the credit, because that's what humans do, but it's such a unified team.
Sure.
Of course, you know, working in this administration has been a great experience, and, you know, the city council and everyone trying to work together,
mm-hmm.
and just the community. It's been a great sense of community. It's going to be good.
Absolutely. I love it. It's 8:31. You're on point. It's Wind Down Wednesday. And guess what? We got to get a break. We're back, everybody, right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the Bricks.
Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services, by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
8:43 local time, 9:43 Eastern time, and if you're on Pacific time down in California, it's 6:43. Of course, you're on point, the official OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union with Heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. And we want to remind you and encourage you that open enrollment is happening through May. Support those companies. Be a part of those companies that support your community. They're giving back in so many ways, and they are incredible when it comes to helping you and your family with health solutions. The number to phone, 254-354-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember to stay and play down in Avoyelles Parish. Lots of great things going on, and you can connect with them on Facebook, or you can go to their website. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, Magnolia State Mortgage, where dreams come true. You can contact the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage for your first home opportunity, refinancing, or investing, 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Well, DC, switching gears just a little. You know, we were talking about everything that's happening down in Avoyelles Parish, but also what's happening in Central Louisiana. And, you know, I read this article, and we were discussing this article that came out in Time Magazine on yesterday.
Right.
And it was talking about girls beat boys in every subject. And they have for 100 years.
What?
Every subject, including math and science.
I don't know about that article.
Let me tell you what it says. It says the stereotypes are hard to break, and when it comes to education and gender, parents and students stick firmly with firmly held belief that girls don't do as well in math and science, while boys do have great language and reading skills. But a review of 308 studies involving more than 1.1 million boys and girls who were students since 1914 to 2011, blows apart the idea. And so for 100 years, according to this new data, girls are outperforming boys and have been. And, you know, as we were thinking about that article, it really made us sort of think about what Daniel was talking about in terms of recreation. And I started thinking, after we were discussing the article, do we have to reach our boys in different ways than we have to reach our girls? You know, is there sort of a difference in terms of how we engage our boys, especially our younger boys? What do you think about that? You know, girls seem to be more, we seem to be more pleasers. And boys are a little bit different.
Well, and it, you know, just in where I can see, because, you know, when you start doing research, you can't just look at what you can see.
Sure.
You have to go beyond, you know, because what we can see is not
all there is.
Well, and it's not realistic to what it is across the board and across the country. So, you know, is that somebody out there?
FedEx.
Okay. Yeah, just put it in. Just put it in right there and leave it, buddy. Just, yeah. So anyway, say it again. You bring it right here to me. Go ahead, Carla.
And so we were just really talking about, there's so much that happens in the studio in the morning, coming and going. But, you know, we were just talking about how we can engage our young people. And it's great that
we got the FedEx lady.
We got
the, she's going to say hello. Come on, say hello.
She's, hi. She said hi. Thank you so much.
Christmas.
And thank you. And so, you know, it has certainly been on our hearts. It's been on our hearts to really be able to engage all of our kids, and that all of our kids excel, not just kids
right.
with means and kids who have parents that can send them to the finest camps and, you know, afford those things, but for all kids to have those equal opportunities.
Right.
And yeah, we were talking about boys, and we were talking about, you know, sort of just in our sphere, because I think that's the only thing that you can control, how we can help to engage boys. And, you know, before you answer that, we were talking about the troubling aspects of seeing our boys quitting school, quitting athletics, quitting, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just troubling.
Yes, it is. I mean, it just seems so easy to quit. You know, when we, I guess there's so many other things vying for their attention. You know, when we were coming up, you know, athletics were all you had. I mean, you know, to
mm-hmm.
to be in a group setting and you know, there wasn't a lot of, you know, 4-H and, you know, little things like that guys kind of saw as, you know, sort of soft, you know. But, I mean.
Did you say soft?
Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
I said it. I mean, you know, a lot of people were in 4-H.
Right.
You know,
I mean, we were in 4-H, but it was just a softer situation. And but you know, you always had, you know, your big three: football, basketball, and baseball. And you know, that's how it was. Now you've got so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many other things that kids are doing now, that they'll decide that they'll quit a sport and not miss a beat, because there's so much other stuff for them to do now. You know, when we quit or something happened, I know when I was in junior high and I got blown off the football team, you know, I was like, man, I was miserable.
And you were devastated.
Yeah, you know, but I had to learn the lessons right there that I learned. And after I learned it, I went on in high school and did real well. But, you know, you just wanted to kind of do what you needed to do to be a part of it.
And, you know, when I read, you know, the article in Time magazine, and they talked about the differences between girls, even they're saying that the study showed that girls had higher GPAs. And one day on our way to school, what did you tell Deuce, young David Christmas, about the girls?
Well, I told him to watch the girls and watch how they function in the classroom, you know, because they know how to, you know, they know how to multitask, and they know how to pay attention to the teacher and stay okay with the rest of the groups, you know, but they make sure they get their work done.
Right.
But, you know, for me with David, you know, it's not so much about the A. I mean, you know, because I understand that better grades, good grades are good. But to me, you know, I was a, you know, I made good grades in high school. I didn't work as hard as I could have. And so the potential to do better was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Now, I made better grades in college,
mm-hmm,
because I was grown, you know, when I did go back and finish college. But when I was in, when I, my concern for him is learning how to adapt to situations and being able to understand and go into any environment and being able to function.
And I think that is diametrically different than, you know, a woman's view. And we were talking about this on last Friday, you know, as moms, we sort of feel validated when our kids are honor roll students or when they're A students. We feel that the teaching aspect of what we do as mothers, because we know as mothers, for a certain span of our kids' lives, we get to really be teachers. But when you have young boys that become young men, then they sort of start to move away from you, and they start to move into becoming young men. And so we just, our minds are so different on what we want. But when you talked about adaptability and you talked about people who made all A's in school but weren't A students in life, it really sort of enlightened me that we do want our kids to be the best and do the best, but it's bigger than that.
Well, yes, because I want my kid to be the best in the long run.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's making A's is good. That's great. You know, and really, you know, to me, to make an A means that you worked hardest. You know, you work. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're the smartest.
Hmm.
It means that you worked the hardest at that particular time. So, you know, a lot of times with boys, they come along a little slower.
That's different. I never thought about that. You worked hardest.
Yeah, that's what the A means, is that you were the hardest working person. But it doesn't mean that you were the best by no stretch, because there's people.
Do you think teachers would take would challenge you on that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I just think that the person who makes the A isn't necessarily the smartest to me. That's just what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you studied harder, in other words, if you've got a person who can make a B and not study, and a person can make an A and study as hard as they can, you know, who's smartest? Really, who's
mm-hmm.
the smartest?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I can just listen to the lecture and go in and make a B, and you study, you listen to the lecture, study, and spend hours in it, and you make an A?
Right.
I mean, who's really, now who, you know, you applied yourself more.
And have we, just as this article is talking about girls and boys and the differences that have not just happened but have been apparent for 100 years, have we focused too much maybe on being perfect and making our kids perfect?
Well, I really don't know. I think it's to each his own, and I can just speak to what I'm doing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to whip David over the head if he doesn't make an A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. I mean, I just, you know, my goal for him is to be able to function and function at a high capacity in any environment.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that means it doesn't matter where he goes, he's able to pick up whatever they're telling him to pick up and do whatever they're telling him to do at a high functioning capacity.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he can keep up with anybody on any level because he does what he needs to do to keep up.
Right.
You know? And so at different ages, you know, I understand two things means different things. In other words, when he gets off on his own and he's in college, he'll probably do a lot better in school because he's not relying on us. He understands that I'm here for this. You know, and that's how it happened with me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the way that I raised him is I have to go back to where I was at that time. Like, for instance, some of the things that he doesn't do now that he probably should be doing or we think he should be doing, I don't ride him down that hard for that because I understand that at 14, he's in the learning stage.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is not going to be perfect as if he was, you know. And then if everything was perfect, I'd have to look at that and see if he's got some sort of problems with trying to prove things. You know what I'm
mm-hmm,
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Attention. You know, it's like, oh, look, I'm trying to prove to you
how good I am.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't need him being that either.
Right. And so it's really, as we really have been talking about this whole week, creating a balance.
Absolutely.
And for many parents, we sort of forget that a balance is imperative.
Absolutely. And to me, he's right where he should be. You know, he's not an all A student, but he's not flunking by no stretch. And, you know, I just believe that at some point he's going to have an eye opening experience where he realizes what's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if you take a video game, he'll make an A in that all the time. Why? Because that's important to him right now. He thinks that that's the most important thing in his
right.
life. He just has to grow up.
Absolutely. And for many parents, I know we're all trying to figure it out. There are really no right or wrong answers. And I think that we just have to learn to adapt to our kids and create a life and a sense of meaningfulness that will carry them when they leave the nest. And, you know, speaking of the nest, our birds that I talk about all the time, yesterday as we were coming out, leaving yesterday, I saw one of the little birds on a test flight. And I say it every season, it teaches us just a little bit more about God, nature, and the progression, the order of things. And I think it does us all well to really, really think about what we're imparting in our kids. And sometimes we think all A's, and we're stressing our kids out. And we heard last week from our teachers that we're asking kids for so much more, but we have to think critically as parents, and we have to teach our kids to think critically. And that means using good common sense, not allowing them to accept mediocrity, helping them to find their potential so that they will understand that it is there, and then watering that potential, understanding that that seed, once it's watered and watered and watered, eventually it will blossom. It's 8:57 local time, 9:57 Eastern time. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team down in Bunkie can be reached at 318-346-2540. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, of course, Davis One Stop is centrally located. Don't forget about Incarnate Word Community Clinic. They're located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. It's right across from Cabrini Hospital. They've got urgent care, physician's appointments. It's absolutely free and open to the public. You can phone or just simply walk in. 318-448-6800 is the number. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf in Bunkie, for all of your home, auto, life, and banking. 318-346-6695. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And don't forget, if you're in need of vehicle repair, Darrell's Auto Service is trusted for nearly four decades right here in Central Louisiana. Service that you can absolutely trust and rely upon. 318-443-5741 is the number. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we'll be back after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater.